He-Man, Batman, trash, and I'm going to add up to your neck and because he clearly is. What on earth? Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Huffington Post describes Safe as the worst Jason Statham movie since the last Jason Statham movie. That's not fair.
Oh, come on. That's not nice.
I like Jason Statham. Reason why I pulled this is because it says Billion Dollar Man. The past three movies he's done have earned $1 billion.
Wait a minute. You're saying that Jason Statham...
Jason Statham, last three films...
How do you... Statham?
Statham.
Statham or not Statham?
Is it? No, it's Statham.
Oh, it is Statham.
Without the
okay.
H. As I was telling Greg, I was like, Statham, I hardly know him. Yuck, yuck. His last three movies have brought in $1 billion. That is no joke.
He has crept upon us like a ninja with
That's
his acting.
That's what I'm saying. He is all, I mean, everywhere in the world. Everywhere in the world. Look at this. Some roles suit me better than others, no doubt about it. And this movie is typical of the action genre. It's not pretending to be anything but an action film. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see it. That was the one I was telling you about where
right.
In the promo, it looks like someone flings him across the room. He starts running, kicks someone in the face, and then shoots people.
Yeah.
Like it's all in the same scene. I'm all about that.
That's a lot of action.
He does his own action.
You know, but it's pulling in $1 billion.
Yeah. So what can you say about it? And I don't see anything in his movies. Like nothing offends me in his movies.
Yeah.
There's not usually a lot of sex. There's violence, of course, because it's an action movie.
Sure.
But it's not like mean-spirited stuff. He's always trying to like save somebody.
Not the mean-spirited violence
that you normally see.
That you get an insult. It's like insult to injury kind of violence.
But
right?
Why isn't he getting props the way he should? Like, I feel like he's not getting the attention
Something must have happened in Hollywood because he doesn't have the PR machine behind him.
It said he went from a street... What? A one-time street trader who used to sell black market perfume. Those guys on the street are like, oi.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
So like the imposters?
Mm-hmm.
The imposto?
No. I think stolen perfumes is what they're trying to say.
So the real stuff.
Yeah, the real, like it's real J'adore.
That fell off
the back of a truck. Okay. / got snatched off the back of the truck. So his new movie is called Safe. And the director, the producer says, no one else would have been considered for this part. I'm writing a movie for him, too.
Oh, are you really?
Yes. I told you about this. It's Soldier of Misfortune 2, The Culling, where he peeps into a warehouse and he's been cloned and he has to fight himself like 100 times.
Right.
Yeah. It's a great piece. I have to hurry
but
up.
Who would
because,
win if he cloned himself?
Who would win?
Well, he would against the last clone.
Yeah.
The last clone is like the worst photocopy.
Exactly.
If you keep photocopying the same photocopy, it really gets distorted.
Well, we'll use the first photocopy as the last person he fights. So, like, the closest replica to him. But at a certain point in the film, he'll get confused.
Yeah.
As to who he is.
Just punch himself in the face.
That's a possibility.
Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself?
Are you sure it's me? I love Jason Statham. I don't care. I'm going to go see it. I mean, they can say it's the worst movies, but $1 billion... That's dramatic.
That's amazing.
Every single one of his movies makes money. I saw Death Race 2000. It was horrendous.
And it made money.
I bought it.
See?
I contributed $20 to the $1 billion.
We're going to have to investigate him and see what's going on. How he was underestimated and looked over.
Yeah.
And how he...
has come from behind, as it were. That's why I was thinking if Jason Bateman doesn't get it together, Jason Statham...
This might
take his place. I mean, this is really, really exciting.
We're warning you, Jason Bateman.
Yeah. Statham is going to come and kick and punch and chop and shoot all at the same time.
No kidding.
Do you have any Jason Bateman news?
This is something that
I said that
found.
With little confidence.
Yes. Okay. So this segment is This Week in Jason Bateman. Jason Bateman.
Hopefully.
Is a celebrity that we... think is decent.
Yeah, we like him. We like his work. We like to support decent, solid work. But lately, he hasn't been up to much.
Yeah.
And he's in danger of losing his segment.
Yeah, and this is something that I don't think that you and I knew about him.
Oh, no. Was he a woman?
No, but at one time, it says here, Jason has been named one of People magazine's sexiest boy to man.
Huh? Who are the other boy to men?
I know. know what boy it even know if it was a category. Sexiest boy to man. There's
it's a band, boy to man.
I know. But just individual boy to man. So in the category of boy to man, who's the sexiest? There's something a little
is
wrong
Kirk
with that.
Is Cameron in that category?
Might be.
Of boy to man. So we're talking about child stars who were... Who I don't grew. Even want to say.
I know. It's like that's kind of gross. I don't know. Whoever made up that category at People Magazine should really be questioned.
NAMBLA. They I'm should... thinking. like...
the NAMBLA. They should get their computer taken back and dismantled and examined.
I'm going to go out on the limb and say Jaleel White is not in that category.
No, I'll, right. I don't think so.
No, not at all. He wasn't... attractive as a child and as a man he just looks like a regular guy.
Yeah. And then also here they're calling him sexy, and that's one of the things at Hey You Know It we
don't condone that.
We don't condone calling Jason Bateman sexy.
People say he's a DILF. We're not seeing it.
Yeah.
He is a dad.
We're not attracted to him.
Yeah. Not at all. Not in any sense of the imagination.
So the whole thing, sexiest and then boy to man.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's a weird topic and nobody should really have that.
At the same time, I feel compelled to look for this list of sexy boy to men, boys to men.
Maybe in our next show.
Yeah,
we'll know check it out. I just wanted to let you know.
That's a great week in Bateman. Thank you very much. You're welcome. Was scared because the only thing I could find about Jason Bateman was that Jon Favreau is going to be in Identity Theft with Jason Bateman.
Oh, save it for our next
show.
Oh,
save it? That's it. And you get an extra piece of a week in Bateman.
Yeah.
So while we're in Celebrity Corner, can I do the Discount Celebrity?
Yes.
I might as well.
Yes.
Thank you very much for getting all this together. Did you look at these?
I closed my eyes as I printed, okay. And I hope I got the staples in the right
A part of the fun of Discount Celebrity is trying to hide who the people are from Katie, even though half the time she doesn't know who they are once they get revealed.
Right.
So, the people that we have today are Rebecca De Mornay.
I know who she is.
Oh.
Of course I know who she is.
Darn it. And Vanessa Angel.
Now that is a little...
It's a mystery to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, a little bit about Rebecca De Mornay. I picked both of these ladies because I think they fall into the MILF category on the screen.
I always think that Rebecca De Mornay is Tracy Lords.
And that's why she falls into that category. She's very sexy in a film sense of the word.
In a come hither.
Yeah, in a
wild
come hither.
Child in the city.
Exactly.
Lyric.
But not in not in a...
Hot child in the city. That's what I meant.
Not in an overly sexual way. It's just like she is sexy and that's the way it is. You know, she doesn't do anything to put it out there.
Okay.
She just is that thing. So she was born in
Take your word for it.
Well, I don't say that. That's what people are saying.
On the street?
On the streets. Their word on the internet streets is that she's sexy with abandon. So she was born in 1959.
Okay.
Right? So she's a, young lady. It says here her first role, and I'm sure you remember this, in 1983, was the sexy woman in Risky Business.
Of course, Lana. Everybody, yeah.
I remember I was not allowed to see that movie, and somehow I managed to see it anyway. I think HBO brought that to my life.
Right. I think so, too, and to a lot of, adolescents who were not supposed to see it saw it, and she became a staple.
I didn't get the whole, everyone was all excited about Tom Cruise. I'm like, who is this little man in a pair of socks? That was not exciting for me. I feel like that movie was a letdown for girls.
Yeah. It was nothing for the girls.
No.
It was all guy.
It was all guy-related stuff. She was also in Runaway Train in 1985.
What?
It's a classic disaster film.
Okay.
And she was in Backdraft. But I think most people probably know her as the crazy-ass woman in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Yeah, that's the one.
An excellent performance. But still exuding a little bit of sexuality and having the danger mixed in.
Right.
And then she was, in 1997...
Oh, she was, breastfeeding the other baby.
Somebody else's kid.
Yeah, for no reason.
If they'd make that movie now, she probably would have made some breast milk cheese out of it, as people want to do in Brooklyn. Yes. And then in 1997, she was in a TV adaptation of The Shining. Exactly. And that was produced by Stephen King. I don't know why he would do that.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. The first one is one of the creepiest movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So, she's originally from California. Her dad was a disc jockey. Her parents were divorced. She's got stepbrothers. She lived abroad for a while. She went to some crazy school called the Summerhill School in England, which is supposedly kind of like a hippie boarding school, if you can imagine that. She did live with Tom Cruise and they were together for 2 years.
Was this, I guess, after the movie they kind of...
Yeah, after they worked together in Risky Business.
We're like, you know, we should kind of keep doing this.
Yeah, and then she married Ryan O'Neill's son and had 2 kids. And then she married Bruce Wagner twice and divorced him twice.
Bruce Wagner was...
From what I understand.
Who was he?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. But I like her as an actress. I think she's fun. I think she's a little bit campy,
okay,
but not too crazy campy. Some other movies she's been in, Guilty as Sin, Feds, which is a hilarious movie where you get to see her on the funny side. She's very funny in it. I said The Slugger's Wife, Testament, One to the Heart. And right now, she's in American Reunion. I don't know if you were aware
of
The American Pie
series.
Trilogy,
right.
Is it? Are there three
of those?
It could
be a four-trilogy.
I haven't seen any of those movies.
Quadrilogy?
You can imagine that they have nothing to do with me whatsoever. I missed it from the beginning. So that's what she's doing right now.
You mean that wasn't your coming-of-age story?
No,
having
it wasn't.
Sex with an apple pie.
Is that what happened in that
movie?
Yeah.
That's... Our Jason Biggs, our discount, Josh Radnor.
Oh, that's right.
Or vice versa.
So I also, in 2011, she was in a film called Collar.
About?
It's the story of a streetwise detective whose checkered career, family, and longstanding friendship with the would-be mayor, Tom Sizemore.
Oh.
Played by Tom Sizemore. Spins out of control, blah, 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 blah.
Why is there a collar? Because I would think a priest is involved.
I don't know why it's called a collar. Right. Rebecca De Mornay plays someone who, a mayor. Mm-hmm. So I guess a hot, sexy mayor who wants to run for the Senate. And there's Richard Roundtree is in it, Shaft.
Oh.
So I think that puts her in a whole different category.
Yeah.
You get to be in a film with Shaft. They're both
kind of
exploitation stars in a way.
Yeah.
And then this year there's a movie coming out called Apartment 1303 in 3D. A modern ghost story which turns a love-hate relationship between mother and daughter into a tale of horror.
Well, I think it was a tale of horror already.
Yeah.
Any mother-daughter relationship.
Why 3D? How is that going to be 3D? I don't
How's
need to see
guilt and shame?
Locked shields in 3D. Like, just a lot of shade going back and forth in 3D. And then she's in a movie.
Passive-aggressive comments coming in your face.
In your face. And then next year she's supposed to be in a film called Escort Service.
Going back, full circle.
It doesn't say what it is, but we can all guess probably what it's about. I'm thinking MILFs Who Need Money. And that's Rebecca De Mornay. And her discount
is let's hear it.
Vanessa Angel.
Who on earth?
I first discovered Vanessa Angel, as we probably all did. She played the role of Lisa in the television series Weird Science.
All right.
Yeah, so she played the sexy older woman in Weird Science.
Wait, Weird Science, that was...
It was
the
a
TV,
movie first.
Yeah,
this is the TV one.
Right, and the first one was, what's her name?
Kelly LeBrock?
Oh, yes, Kelly LeBrock. Okay,
so already we're serving discount.
Kelly LeBrock now is the... All right.
And she was in Kingpin. I don't know if you saw that, with Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a very funny movie. She is she started off being a Ford model. She worked for Vogue. She worked for Cosmopolitan.
Okay.
She's a very attractive woman. She was in Spies Like Us.
Is she sexy like Rebecca De Mornay?
Mm-hmm. She's sexy like Rebecca De Mornay. She looks like an aged porn star.
See? This is like where Tracy Lords comes in.
Exactly. Well, she wasn't a porn star. This woman was not a porn star, but she has that look to her a little bit. She was in, I discovered her in a film called Sabretooth, because you know I like really bad sci-fi TV originals, and it's a movie about a Sabretooth tiger is resurrected and starts wreaking havoc on young co-eds. And on young co-eds and Vanessa Angel.
Okay.
Who
wants to get to the bottom of things.
Yeah, she just wants to figure things out.
Yeah.
And maybe have a little sex on the side in the lab. And she was in Stargate SG-1.
Okay.
And right now, the most recent thing I have her is in Californication and Hall Pass.
Okay. A Hall Pass, too.
Yeah, she played a sexy older woman in Hall Pass.
Oh,
so,
I know who she is.
Yeah, see? I think everyone has seen at least one film with Vanessa Angel in it. If I bring up enough things, you'll start to
and
remember her.
It is a porny
her.
Name, too.
It is a porny name. But I think Rebecca De Mornay
is another porny
is a
name.
Is out of a Victorian porn name.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, she was like on like stills.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it? Lithographed.
Yeah, with like a shapely ankle exposed.
Yeah.
And the man went wild.
Yeah.
Maybe
her hair was all piled up on her head. And she
maybe
was like,
she's
what?
Pretending
over
to see
shoulder.
Something and through a monocle, but guess what? She's nude. So, Rebecca De Mornay, I give her 100%. She is a MILF extraordinaire. She's okay. always looked to me like an older, sexy woman. She seems like the kind of person that a teen might have up on their, a teen boy might have on their wall, a poster mm-hmm. in the 80s, in yes. the 90s, yeah. now, 10 years from now. Yeah. Same thing with Vanessa Angel, but Vanessa Angel really just hasn't put in the work. She's right. been in a lot of really crappy films, and she kicked it off by doing a Discount Weird Science.
Yeah, and she did. Once she did that, she once was already on the discount list. And then, no matter what she does in the future, she'll always be the discount.
The Mars Shuttle Murders.
Yeah.
Shark Biscuit. Planet Raptor. Raptor Island 2. Sabretooth. The Puppet Master versus Demonic Toys. You would never catch a Rebecca De Mornay in vehicles such.
I think all like the middle-aged husbands, you know, who are all serious-minded, once they look back at Rebecca De Mornay, they're like, oh, mm-hmm. and they turn into giddy teenagers exactly. again.
Vanessa Angel, same thing, but not as giddy.
Yeah.
A little less giddy. Okay. They're like, eh, maybe, maybe not. So Rebecca De Mornay is our A-lister in this case.
Okay, give it to me. What is
her? Vanessa Angel is serving Rebecca De Mornay at 70%.
70%.
Because I think given the opportunity, it's not going to happen, mm-hmm. but given the opportunity, I think Vanessa could pull through.
Okay.
She could pull through. And she was in Hall Pass. Mm-hmm. So that says something. That says something.
All right. Okay.
How do you feel about that one?
All right. I'll take it.
All right. What have you got?
All right. This has been all over Facebook and all over everywhere except for where you're looking.
Apparently. I missed out on this.
Okay. The title is Dentist Pulls All Ex's Teeth Out. Anna Makowak.
Really, while I'm drinking a coffee?
Faces jail time. She is the dentist, anyway.
So she's a real dentist.
She's a real dentist. Okay. And her boyfriend broke up with her.
Okay.
And then he made an appointment with her to get, he had a toothache, so he made an appointment with her, and they're broken up.
This is your, hey, you didn't know it.
Yeah.
You were wrong. You said you didn't have one. Yeah. This is it.
So she allegedly did what any burned beau with a set of pliers and some anesthetic would do. She doped him up, pulled all of his teeth, and wrapped his head with bandages so he wouldn't notice until he left her office.
Did she paint the tunnel of a train on the wall and let him run through it? That sounds ridiculous. Please read that line again. Okay. She did what any... What?
Yeah, right. allegedly did what any burned beau with a set of pliers and some anesthetic would do. Mm-hmm. And then when they asked her about it, she said, I tried to be professional and detach myself from my emotions. But when I saw him lying there, I just thought, what a bastard.
Eff it.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose my license. I don't care.
And when he woke, he could tell something was wrong, but he couldn't feel teeth in his mouth. But he said that she assured him he'd be fine once the numbness wore off.
Oh, my.
He said, I didn't have any reason to doubt her. I mean, I thought she was professional.
She's a woman scorned.
Yeah.
He's lucky he didn't have a dickectomy.
I know, right? But when I got home, I looked in the mirror and I couldn't effing believe it. The B word emptied my mouth.
Wow.
And then his new girlfriend dumped him because she couldn't date a man without teeth.
Oh!
He's going to sue her for medical malpractice. Duh. And abusing of the trust of a patient.
That is horrible.
She's facing 3 years in jail. And he
needs, that's it?
Yeah, and he's saving up his money to get indents or something. I don't know what an indent is. It must be...
A whole set of choppers is what I'm...
Yeah.
So, this is like, does it tell you... What did he do? Did he sleep with her sister or something? Did he give her VD?
I don't know.
Like, simply breaking up with someone is not... You know what? In the worst breakups I've ever had... I've just given them verbally what for. That's it.
He must have really done something. Because when you're a dentist, you have to go through a lot of psychological testing, too.
Yeah.
To become a dentist.
Of course, because you're dealing with, anesthetics and...
Yeah, and there's a lot of pain involved.
But there's also
you're not a sadist, you know, that kind
of thing. That control issue that you've got someone who's, knocked out cold in front of you, and you need to be able to handle yourself. Yeah. They also right. kill themselves at an alarming rate. They have like a high suicide rate.
Right, they do. Because nobody wants to see them.
No, I don't.
Because they pull this stuff.
I always argue with my dentist. I stopped going to him. We had it out.
Yeah, and this was in London. So, I wonder, maybe she was doing him a favor.
Yeah. No, it's true. I dated a guy who I think is either his dad or his mom was a dentist. And I mean, you've seen their teeth over there. Yeah. Obviously, it's not included.
Right.
So he was probably thought he was saving a lot of money. I can understand maybe taking out an extra tooth mm-hmm. or doing something weird, but taking out all of someone's teeth?
Well, if she was going to go big or go home.
Yeah. Now she's going home, all right, to the big house.
Maybe she felt like, you know what, it was worth it. And then, you know, she probably secretly has the cheers of every...
A lot of wronged women out there. I mean, I would feel a lot better about this article if it told us what he did.
Yeah, we don't know what he did.
We don't know what he did, but it must have been bad because she went to town.
It's funny, there's a picture of a woman, a female dentist, and a man in the chair. And he's like, ah, but and they have to say under the picture, you know, this is not them.
Oh, so there's that, no, she wasn't filming it?
Yeah.
Is what you're saying? I can't believe I didn't hear about this. Yeah. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. This is an educational you know it for me.
Hey, you didn't know it.
Hey, you didn't know it. Don't go to your ex-boyfriend or husband who's a gynecologist.
Yeah, right.
Don't get medical service from somebody
you
wronged.
That's another thing. That's like, is it going to spur on a rash of professionals retaliating in their workspace?
Like angry waxers? I don't know. I just
was doing some light manscaping.
Yeah. And now you have a Hitler mustache above your pee-pee. Good Lord. You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sautmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be. I saw a man on the bus the other day who had a Hitler mustache on, but he was Hispanic, and I understand in some parts of South America, that's okay. It's not associated necessarily with Hitler, which is fine. I mean, it's a hairstyle.
Well, Hitler ruined a lot of things. Yes. That mustache. The name. The swastika.
But
lives of millions of people.
You know, I live in a Jewish neighborhood. And I just wonder, I think someone should pull that guy aside and be like, you just might want to do this as you're going. Just cover it up.
Over, yeah.
You know, put a milk mustache on. It was just very weird to see. It's severe. It looks severe.
You're right. Like, we don't see that. Nobody has one.
Nobody
has
those.
See that in real life. That's
There's nothing wrong with the hairstyle. I kind of wish he had had those hipster mustaches so they wouldn't be wearing that shit right now. Where people, like, curl it up at the end. Oh. But it's just a very severe kind of look. And everyone was looking at this guy. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh, I see.
Where was he from again?
He was Latino. Oh,
okay.
And I know, like I was saying, in some parts of Latin, Central, South America, that's, you know, a style. Okay. But I would hate to get on the bus and see someone dressed like a slave master. You know what I mean? That's the equivalent. Like someone in a white suit.
Right. Or they've got like the KKK hood on and they're like, woo!
They're like, what's the problem? Just a hat?
Yeah.
So, I see you have something.
So, yeah, I hope it doesn't turn to a trend. And I have another thing that maybe we could tie into it, but this is a list of things that are no longer weird by Chuck Shepard, copyright 2003, and he says this is a
in 2003
right okay. Yeah. These are so, remember, in 2003 these stories are not weird.
And who is Chuck Shepard?
He makes lists apparently of things that are no longer weird.
Okay,
and
it's,
these are his. But he's kind of right. It's like these stories occur with such frequency that they must be retired from circulation.
Okay.
Okay. Old, widely advertised phone sex number is reassigned to a church or a charity. We've got to stop hearing about it because this happens kind of frequently now.
Yeah.
Suspicious package thought to be a bomb turns out to be something stupid.
All the time. Yeah. Every day.
Robber leaves ID at the scene of the crime.
Yeah, I know a guy who did a drunk driving accident and left his license plate there. I guess I shouldn't bring that up.
You shouldn't bring it up because of other things. Yeah, peace or a brotherhood conference erupts into violence.
Mm-hmm.
Political candidate dies but still wins the election.
Oh, this is an Alanis Morissette song.
Yeah. Funeral home owner neglects or mixes up bodies somehow. Mm-hmm.
Classic. I think my uncle pulled one of those ones.
A burglar gets stuck in the vent or a chimney.
Yeah. Classic.
But these are all funny. Yeah. You know, you want to hear it again.
That's why they're always in the news. Who doesn't want to hear about someone stuck in a chimney?
Or a family accidentally leaving behind a kid at a highway rest stop.
Classic.
A pack of animals break into a liquor cabinet or fermenting vat and get drunk. I haven't heard that one though. And that's been in the movies. I think he's a little confused.
Yeah. Maybe he's mixing it up with madcap 80s films. With the Police Academy franchise.
Here's a sad one. Amateur videographers setting up miniature cameras in restrooms. Ew.
Ew. That sounds like a Hey You Know It story. Is there anything about public nudity? Is that in there? Because we like that. Public nudity.
There's animal hoarding, mostly of cats. You know, women this.
Old, old, sad women.
Yeah, young-looking adults impersonating teenagers and returning to high school. I think that was 21
Once
Jump
again,
Street.
These are premises for film, and they're great premises. These premises never get tired. Look around, buddy. Kindergarten cop.
I know. Husband takes back wife, even though she just tried to kill him. Mm-hmm. Unlabeled urn with loved one's ashes mistakenly stolen or sold at a yard sale.
I've never had that happen, but...
Elderly citizen trying to convince bureaucrat that he, contrary to records, is not really dead.
Okay.
Which is a nightmare.
Well, have you had to do this before?
No,
just personal.
I'm
not dead.
Like, any bureaucracy, any kind of stuff. No, dealing
agree.
With the government.
But
like,
can you imagine what documentation do I need other than that I'm here to show?
I know. No, it's just like, and they're like, no, but according to my records, you are dead, sir. Good day, sir.
Good day.
Good day.
Next. I lost my license a couple of weeks ago. I still haven't gotten it back, I haven't gotten a new one, so I've been using my passport. And of course, the one time I need it, I don't have it.
Yeah.
I was going out that night. So I got to the bar, and they wanted to card me. I'm like, are you looking at what's here at the top of my head, all this gray? I'm like, I could have had you. Step aside.
Let me in.
Yes.
And pour me a stiff one.
And pour me a stiff one.
Speaking of stiff ones, this is one here. African nations rumors of people with powers to make penises disappear. I guess if you're in the African nation, like, that's a big one.
So
that's
he
like,
got
I
international
heard
this one. With it.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's look for a story like that.
All right.
I think we should have the disappearing penis news section since there's so many of these stories. Thank you, Chuck Shepard.
Yeah.
I have an addendum to something you brought up before.
Yeah.
I thought you would appreciate this. I was going to send it to you. I thought, oh, let me just whip it out now. Frozen cattle in a cabin. Quite the conundrum.
We did this.
This is a follow-up to it. First of all...
We talked about
how a bunch of cows outside of Aspen had wandered away from their farm. Some had gone into a shed or a shack and frozen, and the others had frozen outside.
As they do in Aspen.
As they
with
do.
Their fringe.
And they didn't know what to do with them.
Okay.
So they decided what to do with them in the end. They decided to...
This is the decision.
Oh. The U.S. Forest Service has decided to use handsaws to hack up the icy carcasses of a small herd of cows that wandered into a federal forest this winter and died.
Oh, my God.
So they decided to just go in and chop it up. They talked about it for a long time. They were concerned that, one, if the cows thawed out, that they would pollute groundwater.
Okay.
And it says here they might decompose and pollute nearby Conundrum Hot Springs, a popular spot for hikers and skinny dipping.
Oh!
Like, why? And another worry was one we mentioned that predators would come.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So what they're going to do is they're going to saw up the cattle and spread them around. And then when the bears come out, it'll be like a little feast for them.
Oh, I think that's nice.
Yeah, that's
it's really nice.
Nice.
That's very thoughtful.
My only
It's
beef,
like a brunch.
Yeah, my only beef
bear
is,
brunch.
Why isn't this the farmer's problem?
Oh.
Why does the Forest Service have to deal with this? I think there should be a chargeback.
Well, if you leave, anything dead is another.
Like, they're his cattle.
It doesn't matter. If it's your family, if someone dies in your family.
And
the Forest Service
has to come and get them?
Well, somebody else has to come and do it.
I think like the farmer should at least pitch in.
No, he already took a loss.
The cows?
Yeah.
The cows.
You know.
So the owner of the
skinny
cows.
Skinny dipping.
Yeah, skinny dipping.
I let that one kind of go by. People know.
That's what I'm saying. That spot is known for skinny dipping. I feel like a skinny dipping spot should be secret.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole point.
You know what other people do? Just on a side note in Aspen, there's a lot of rooftop hot tubs at hotels, which is really nice.
Like Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah, but it's like huge, like hot tubs.
Like pool size?
Pretty big. Like room. Like a full, 600 square foot size. Anyway. Or smaller.
Or smaller. Why did you back
away
from
the roof? They're on the roof. I just remember almost like kind of swimming in one. But a popular thing to do is to, hop tub jump and go to the hotels. And you're not supposed to be there if you're not a guest.
Okay.
And sneak in through the stairwells and get up top and go hot tubbing. And I, we were all doing that. And one girl was nude. Not
just
not,
one?
Not me.
Not you.
I was like, mm.
Why did I think that girl was not you?
But we got caught, and the
did she have to? Was it like an madcap 80s film?
It was.
She ran.
It was no. It was like she played the ditzy blonde. She came up and she was like, "I can't believe I'm all wet now." You know, that kind of a thing.
And did you run?
And
I would have taken that moment to be like, "Dun dun 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 dun."
No, it was like the janitor was the stereotype, like, "Oh, you know, like, right." And he got us towels and gave us a ride home.
Wow. You guys are lucky you didn't end up chopped up and frozen like these cows in the spring.
I know.
So yeah, the Calnundrum is over. And I'm a little disappointed that you didn't come up with Calnundrum yourself. That seems like a Katie Kazmir.
No.
That was the whole reason why I brought this in. Was to say that you are half stepping.
I do need to step up my game.
That is a Kazmir right there. Calnundrum. The area is called Conundrum Hot Springs. They pretty much fed it to you.
I apologize.
Hey, we all do it sometimes. But I thought of you when I saw Calnundrum. I'm like, no, really? All right, so that's our follow up. Cal News. Moo. Hey, here's just a weird thing.
What do you mean?
Woman registers new 161 word name for a charity. It's like in England, you can do all these kind of odd things, off kilter things for charity somehow. Here, mm-hmm. it's marathons.
You're walking around.
Yeah, walking around. Or just saying, hey, give me some money.
Right.
Which I'm fine with that too. You don't need to run a marathon for me to give you some money for AIDS research. You know, you can pretty much just ask me. So it says here, this is from the BBC News, a woman from Hartlepool, that's my first problem, Hartlepool, it's hard to say, has a new 161 word name after changing it by deed poll.
That's like a couple of tweets.
Yeah, so she started out with the name Dawn McManus, a lovely name, but she promised to change her name to encourage fundraising for her charity, Red Dreams, which is set up after the death of her son.
Oh.
All right.
What?
I don't know.
It doesn't say why.
That's not important.
Apparently. It's not doing its job.
No.
It's got the article and we don't even know what the thing is about.
And there's no link. She believes her new name, including the charity's name and the people it has helped, could be the world's longest. So... the name, she was formerly Mrs. McManus, and her name is now, it's like a Monty Python sketch. Red Wacky League Antles Broke the Stereo Neon Tide, Bring Back Honesty Coalition Feedback, Hand of Aces, Keep Going, Let's Pretend Lost State of Dance Paper. It goes on and on and on and on. And at the end, Kitching Josh Bennett Evolution Dreams.
You're kidding.
And this is her official name now.
That's... aside from it being nonsensical and ridiculous, and the whole idea is to draw attention
to the charity
and then not have the charity link there.
It should just be the mission statement of the charity and a website.
Yeah.
That's what I think her name should be.
Yeah.
If she wants to really draw attention to it. And it says, Ms. Dreams charity, Red Dreams, supports young people who want to pursue creative careers like acting, singing, or filmmaking.
So I don't think her son... Well,
I don't know. In December of 2011, two Nottingham men, merry men, I might add, changed their names to consist of 15 superhero names each.
Oh.
And their names, these aren't as bad.
And what did their girlfriends think?
Yeah.
Nothing, because they don't have
They don't have any. David Knox Hewson became Emperor, Spider-Man, Gandalf, Wolverine, Skywalker, Optimus Prime, Goku, Sonic, Xavier, Ryu, Cloud, Superman, He-Man, Batman, Trash, and I'm going to add up to your neck and pussy, because he clearly is. What on earth? Why? There's another guy. Kevin Borbridge is now Baron Venom, Balrog, Sabretooth, Vader, Megatron, et cetera, et cetera. Luthor, Skeletor, Joker, Grind.
You know, well, first of all, Sabretooth and Wolverine are brothers, right? So then they think they're brothers now doing this?
I don't know if these guys are related. They could be now. Through the nomenclature.
And do they think they have the powers now? Like, that's...
I don't know. The last one on here, another guy, a teenager, changed his name to Captain Fantastic, faster than Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Wolverine, the Hulk, and the Flash combined.
That's even better. Yeah. That's better. Yes. I like that. I mean, he's a teenager.
Yeah, it makes
a
statement.
Yeah.
So, Mr. The Hulk and the Flash combined, we salute you. Yeah. But bizarre. And that's raising money for a charity. That's how you do it. I don't even know... what really the charity is for.
Why don't you just
ask for some money.
Yeah.
Handout is always good.
And talk about the charity.
Yeah, why didn't she call herself, like, Ms., what is her name, Dawn, give me some money for my charity, McManus.
Yeah.
That's how we do it. And then run a marathon afterwards. That was weird.
That is really weird.
Do you have any advice?
I do have advice.
Okay, I have some too, but I'll use it for the next one.
Kind of goes on, but it's basically...
We got plenty of time.
It's called Take Her Out to the Ball Game. All right, the
question mark.
No. Question is, I'm a longtime lurker. This is what started me off.
Okay.
And since I can't turn to my friends for advice, I thought I'd turn to yours.
Okay.
Or another red flag, right?
Oh, God. Who admits they're a lurker? Just get to it.
Yeah, I have no friends and I'm a lurker. A few months ago, my best friend from childhood, Stacy, got married. I was her maid of honor.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy's parents have been separated since we graduated high school and I haven't divorced yet for financial reasons. They live apart, but in the same town. Anyway, at the wedding, I had more than...
Yeah, I'm like, long story short, too late. Anyway.
I had more than a few drinks. After all, it was an open bar.
It's a wedding.
Just to explain the whole thing, right?
Who doesn't
and,
have an
and
open
I
bar?
Am the maid of honor, yeah. By the way. She'll bring it up again. Stacy's dad, Bob, and I started talking a lot. When we were teens, Stacy's friends and I always used to joke that her dad was hot. Well, wow, he actually is. There was a connection. Needless to say, it was awkward around Stacy's mom since she used to make us cookies all the time. And here I am flirting with her almost ex-husband. He's my best friend's dad. It's weird, I know. But hey, at least I didn't throw a shoe. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. Is that a euphemism for sex in public
know.
Or something? To throw a shoe?
I don't know. At a wedding. I have to look up if there's a significant... I have no idea.
All right. Maybe it's Canadian. So, I don't know.
She's going anyway. Anyway, again. After the wedding, Bob and I started dating. We didn't tell anyone. He makes me laugh. He has great taste in wine. And well, let's just say there's some benefits to dating an older, more experienced man.
Hey. I wonder what she's talking about.
Yeah.
I love euphemisms like that. Just say it. The sex is good. Anyway...
I wanted to tell Stacy, but there really is no easy way to say it. Her parents are separated and are going to divorce, but it still really bothers her. Bob wants to tell her, but I've been taking a "I'll deal with it tomorrow" approach.
Mm-hmm. Bob is not leaving his husband or his wife. He hasn't left her in years.
Right?
Yeah, why does everyone fall for that?
But there's a real problem. Bob has Red Sox tickets. He has 4 seats and wants to invite Stacy and her husband and me. Can we say awkward? I need to tell Stacy, and I certainly don't want a scene at Fenway. I mean, it's the Yankees. How do I tell her? I don't want to ruin everything. I don't want to ruin anything. I am enjoying my time with Bob, and I like him, and I want to keep seeing him. I also don't want to lose my best friend. Do I just show up at the game with Bob and hope she doesn't flip out? Do I talk to her ahead of time? Does Bob tell her? What? How do we handle this? That's a question. I think it's not necessarily the answer that I want to give advice. I just can't believe.
Me either. I don't. I'm trying to process right now. And in few occasions,
mm-hmm.
am I speechless.
Yeah.
But.
Just. Like, what's I can't. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Here's the answer.
Let's just review for a second, though. So she's sleeping with her best friend's dad,
uh-huh.
who's still married
yeah.
to her best friend's mom, and they've been separated for a very,
right.
very
and
long
she's
time.
And she's been, been up in this family
for a long time.
Yeah, so like friends with everybody in
the hookup was initiated at the best friend's wedding.
Yeah. At her best friend, she was the maid of honor.
I'll say. And now she wants to know if it's okay to go see a Yankees Red Sox game
yeah,
as a foursome.
Of, yeah, and just show up there and like let them get the hint.
Yeah, when they start, you know, when Bojanski's happening in the third inning. Okay, I'm ready for the advice.
Okay, answer. You are not allowed to go to this game.
Yes!
You are certainly not allowed to surprise Stacy by showing up at Fenway Park on the arm of her dad. I mean, even if Stacy knew about her relationship with Bob and was cool with it, she may not be ready for a double date. Please put yourself in her shoes. Before you sit down and tell Stacy that you're in line to be her stepmom, please think about whether this whole Bob thing is worth it. Can you really see yourself with him in 5 to 10 years?
Good Lord.
You don't have to know for sure whether you want to be the next Mrs. Bob, but you do have to be honest with yourself. If this is just a fun fling, Because if it is, you must end it for the sake of everyone's sanity. But if Bob is worth the risk and you do want to stay with him, tell Stacy as soon as you can. Explain it to her that you do understand how weird this is and that you're confused and looking for guidance. Ask her what she needs to do to make this work.
No!
And what? And again, whatever you do, don't spring this on her at the ballpark. A Yankee game is stressful enough on its own.
Stupid-ass Boston people.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
Are these New Yorkers or Bostonites? It's stupid, I think they are.
They're at Fenway Park, so I guess it's Boston.
Ridiculous.
So they're a whole bunch of ridiculous people, like all the way around, everybody.
This is why...
Not Stacy.
But this is why people get to fighting at sports events. It's things like this. My advice is leave Bob alone.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. You betrayed the trust.
Yeah, of your friend.
Of your friend. You used her, your relationship with your friend.
Now you're lying to her.
And you're lying to her. You're messing up things with the mother. I mean, like, you think that you're going to be around all these people? I mean.
How's that going to work out? You're going to come out the other side of this looking very bad, I think, when it doesn't work out with Bob. Mm-hmm. He should know better. You do not sleep with and start having a relationship with your daughter's best friend.
Yeah.
And by the way, Harlot, well, I don't know what her name is. I'm calling her Harlot because that seems like a good good name for her. You think people don't know?
Yeah.
You think nobody saw you at the wedding? You were drunk. I'm sure people saw it.
Saw your head underneath the table. Mm-hmm.
Giving a hojo on the side while there's a toast going on. Like, you think no one saw you guys flirting? This is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. She should just leave town, see someone,
She needs to go. She needs to, like, totally reboot her life and all her...
Really? Oh, so this is the one? You know what I mean? Like, it always amazes me when people get into these situations where they're like, it's this guy and there's this problem. Find somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, it's already... Like, what are you going to tell people years from now? We met at my daughter's wedding. My daughter is her best friend.
Yeah.
It's not going to work out.
No, it's just a bunch of broken
damaged.
People. Damaged, selfish.
And does the person who's responding to the advice actually says discuss it with your friend? I'm telling you now, you need to discuss it with your friend, but maybe wear a helmet and running shoes.
Right. Go ahead. Yeah, discuss it with Stacy.
Because I'm not a violent person, but I would punch somebody in the face.
Yeah.
And continue punching them in the face.
What are you doing?
Well, yeah.
And, you know, and I bet you, you know, this girl's going to be like, you know,
we love each other.
And so it's your issue and you're just going to need time to get used to this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's happening. And I try to tell you, but, you know, I knew you'd react this way.
That's
crazy. You're always a problem.
Starring right? Rebecca De Mornay as the friend and... No, Rebecca De Mornay would be the mom.
The mom.
I think we've pretty much covered everything
today. I
think so,
too. Do we have anything we want to say about
anybody? Where's your running sheet?
Yeah, oh, it's right here.
Producer.
If you like our podcast, we want to tell you about a few of our friends, our allies in podcasting. Mm-hmm. Take a listen to ABC Gotham at abcgotham.podbean.com. They're amateur historians who give you the history of New York City in alphabetical order.
Yeah, and they actually go out and put boots on the ground. While you're at it, hop on over to The Black Guy Who Tips. You can find him on Stitcher Radio and on iTunes. It's Rod and Karen, and they talk about everything under the sun.
And they are hilarious.
And they're hilarious.
Yeah. And who else we like? But I Digress.
Yes. Which is a podcast that is tangential in nature.
Yes.
Featuring the fabulous Brock and the wonderful
Podcasting's
Kathleen.
Brock.
Podcasting's Brock.
Podcasting's Brock and Kathleen.
And Kathleen.
Yeah.
Who else do you want to say?
And Air Out My Shorts. Our friends from Canada.
You know what? She's down in Miami now, so we can say my friend from Miami.
Okay.
Our friends from Miami.
So thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us throughout the week by following us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. They're both free. They're both very easy. And our shows can also now be heard on Stitcher Radio. That's Stitcher.com.
That's right.
Yep. Tell your friends about us.
You say email us at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. If you have some Jason Bateman news, if you have some advice that you need advice on, if you know about some celebrity discounts, or if you just want to tell us how awesome we are.
Please. And finally, as you know, we're on iTunes. Please leave us a 5-star review, and we will read it on our next show, regardless of content.
Oh, one more thing about her. Cougar Hunting. That's Vanessa Angel is going to be in a film called Cougar Hunting.
Yeah. Oh, come on. That's all.
Tells the tale of three buddies in their 20s whose love lives are in shambles. They go to Aspen, where MILFs hibernate, I guess.
That's like a movie. Sorry. A movie from the 90s, first off. And then cougar is a term from like about 7 years ago. So the whole thing is just a wreck.
It says they go to Aspen to pursue the booming trend of dating cougars. You're right.
In 2012.
From 2000. This is coming out.
Now? Yeah. What happened? Was it
or
on
went
the shelf?
Straight to DVD.
Was it made and nobody did anything about it?
I saw the cover of this thing. It looks like we photoshopped it. Just from just random pictures.
Oh. Like people looking off into the distance.
Like we have a picture of a cougar.
There's a mountain.
There's a mountain somewhere. There's a sign that says Aspen. You know.
What else is associated with Aspen? Like some snow.
Fringe.
Fringe. That's leather braided belts.
Yeah, leather braided belts. Maybe a cowboy hat, a pot. Yeah. Like some fake Southwest stuff.
Right.
So those are my discount celebrities for today. We have MILF, hot MILF discount
All
action.
Right. Hot MILF discount action.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
Keep an eye out for them.